Hi, this is PC Matthew. Our families need our prayers like never before, as they are the target of many evil forces today. Join me and my wife Sibby in seeking God in repentance in this season of Lent, as God wants us to be for Him while we pray and seek Him for our families.
Day 11, praying as families to untie the cords of the yoke of sexual abuse. The enemy of our souls often yokes individuals with various burdens, and sexual abuse, especially during childhood, is a significant and painful yoke that many carry. These experiences can profoundly impact one's sexual behaviors, steering them in ways that are often destructive. Memories of abuse can make individuals vulnerable, leading to cravings and struggles in their personal and marital lives. As Isaiah reminds his people to untie the cords of the yoke, it is imperative for God's children to help untie the yoke of sexual abuse. The body holds on to the record of these traumatic incidents, and individuals may find themselves compelled by unhealthy cravings, potentially leading to sexual addiction, depression, and fear. The effects of sexual abuse can extend into marriages, affecting the intimate relationships between spouses. Many survivors carry deep-seated memories, making it challenging to be open and truthful even with their life partners. Through our prayers, we seek to untie the cords of this yoke and guide those affected towards the right help, such as counseling and mental health professionals. The struggles caused by sexual abuse are often hidden, and individuals bear this burden alone, both within and outside the church. The enemy capitalizes on these negative experiences, fostering hatred, wrong cravings, and destructive behaviors. The power of the cross, represented by the one who endured abuse and public shame, is our source of freedom. The church must proactively address this issue, providing teaching and support and encouraging individuals to seek help from professionals and compassionate friends. However, the ultimate power for deliverance comes from God through the presence of His Spirit. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, the one who fully understands the pain and hurt of those who have endured sexual abuse, we lift them up before you. Cover them with a garment of your righteousness and free them from the power of the evil one. Your sacrifice on the cross was to liberate us from every burden, including the trauma of sexual abuse. Deliver those who are struggling with the aftermath of sexual abuse, allowing them to experience healing and restoration in their intimate relationships. Raise up individuals within the body of Christ to professionally assist those silently battling in this area and untie the cords of sexual abuse through your power and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We thank you for joining us in this podcast. We would love for you to join through Zoom for a 30-minute prayer at 4:30 p.m. IST or 11 a.m. GMT with friends from all over the globe to intercede for the issues that we just now heard. If you need any prayer support, please write to Family Prayer at UIMFRTI.org. I repeat, Family Prayer at UIMFRTI.org. God bless you.